This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love all that stuff. You start digging into
the
history of where these assistant coaches, play callers got their start, and then you go back further. It's like, well, he is Gary Kubiak's son.
Yeah.
Mike Shanahan goes all the way back to, oh, he was working with Bill Walsh.
Yeah, man.
It all goes back to the same stuff.
Yep. And we could talk about the ties to certain places, certain quarterbacks, sure, and things like that. As we just got the Kirk Cousins stuff just came through, as far as the moving around and restructuring everything.
Yeah, with like a couple minutes to look at it and think more about it and read more about it. It's just an opportunity to still cut him if you want, mm-hmm, before the league year on March 13th. Haven't we done this before?
Yep.
Cut Kirk Cousins before the league year starts?
Yep.
Feels familiar.
That's why, you remember last week when I was like, I ain't buying nothing over
there. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe he'll just.
I didn't think they were going to get him $10 million.
No, I didn't either. But they did, and then he ended up playing for him this year. So, all right.
Exactly.
But yeah, it does move around money from next year's salary cap if they were going to want to re-sign their own guys before then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it frees up a little bit of money. It's obviously a cap move, which they can still cut Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. They would have to pay the remaining dead cap money over 2 years and all that stuff.
Right.
But the other interesting wrinkle is when you start reading some of the names that the Falcons are interested in to be the head coach, they all have ties to Kirk Cousins.
They sure do.
Clint Kubiak was his offensive coordinator in Minnesota.
He was.
Stefanski and Cousins worked together.
Yes, they did.
Even LaFleur back in the day in Washington, when that like super friends group.
Yes, he did.
Like the young group of guys that all went on to kind of run the NFL 15 years later. He was there too with Kirk. So Kirk's got ties to a lot of these guys.
He's got ties, and he would be the perfect bridge to whatever they want to do young. Just call it what it is. He would be.
What if that happens? Mm-hmm. He restructures whatever he wants to work with. Say it's Clint Kubiak.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends up being the bridge to Penix getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Penix actually coming back, playing in that offense, playing well. And Terry Fontenot's vision actually ends up working retroactively.
Well, you have the right coach.
You'd have to have the right coach.
Yeah, you have the right coach.
That would be crazy.
That'd be,
Terry would be like, come on.
Yeah,
you
man.
You kidding me?
Yeah, man.
I know the pass rusher had 10.5 that I drafted, and the safety had 5 interceptions, and Bijan's over there doing his thing, who I drafted. Mike, you just needed to give my quarterback plan a little bit more time.
Yeah, man.
I still don't think that's what's going to happen. I still feel like probably Kirk Cousins gets moved on from.
Yeah.
But because Kirk wants to sign a different contract. Like, Kirk, and I mean, he would love this contract.
Exactly.
But if they're asking him to move money around like that and take less, like, Kirk wants to see if he can be a free agent and get another contract before it's all said and done.
It's possible.
But maybe he plays one more year here and then gets cut and then gets that last contract. Because he's 37.
It's possible.
I don't know. Who knows?
Anything's possible.
Who knows?
Anything's possible. I tell you what's so
they got to hire a general manager and a coach first.
I thought they were doing that. But whenever you see certain people, just brightens your day up. Even though my day's always bright. But I just saw Miss Joyce Littell by the elevator. And I just love that lady. And then I saw Rick Caffey's wife, Miss Caffey. I love that lady, man. Just makes your day just so much better when you get to see good people.
No kidding.
Just awesome.
Joyce Littell. Is
she's freaking awesome.
Amazing. I mean, she's a legend, right? Yeah. She's in like a million radio Hall of Fames and stuff like that. And she really likes our show.
Yes.
She's a big fan of the
big
show.
She gave me that big old, I was just a sweet lady. And like I said, I ain't seen Rick Caffey's wife in forever.
Yeah.
So it's good to see her also, man. So I guess they're having a nice party down there. Because I'm like, what you doing up here? She's like, oh.
They're having a party?
I don't know. I was talking to Miss Caffey. I was like, what you doing up here? She's like, yeah, I just came to drop off food. She had a grocery cart.
Wow. Yeah. Down on 8, huh?
Yeah.
I had to go down.
No.
Oh, up here.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right down the hall. Right down the walking way down there.
I had to go down to 8 during one of our earlier commercial breaks to get drinkable water. You know? It's Flint, Michigan up here on 9, so you can't drink the tap water up here.
Hey, I found out the hard way, dude. I was like, because I had left my water And so I'm like, I said, well, Andy drinks the water out the bathroom. Let me try the.
Only a couple times.
Oh, dude. It'd be
it's
one
not
time.
Good.
It'd be one time. Because I'll tell you what, I'm hurting right now because I'm doing this new cleanse, this new gut cleanse, Andy. And so you're supposed to start it at night. And then so when you wake up in the morning, whew, boy.
What are you doing?
Just certain supplements and stuff and everything, man. Just getting the guts clean, man. Getting the guts clean.
Your guts dirty?
Yeah, man.
Is a little muddy in there?
This ain't gonna lot of sleep.
Okay.
I was like, damn, I'm gonna go to work like this.
All right.
Am I gonna go to work?
It's never good when the water you have to let the white part settle out.
Yes.
You know when you pour it out of the. You pour it out of the faucet and it's like cloudy, milky.
Yes, you gotta wait.
You gotta let it settle for a few minutes and turn clear. I don't know what that is, but it doesn't seem like a good thing. Who knows? Maybe that's good nutrients for your teeth.
I think it means you got old pipes.
Yeah.
If it's brown at first, you got rusty pipes.
Uh huh.
Cloudy is just some other gunk in the pipes.
Yeah, but it's fine.
We used to just wait, like, you know, because.
We used to drink out of the rubber hose.
Exactly.
All right? We're good.
Yeah.
We're all built for
it. Nothing worse than that aftertaste, though.
Oh, it just,
you get that one hose to give you the aftertaste?
Well, you also have to, if you're the first one, you got to let it all run through. Otherwise, it's hot.
Yeah.
Like it's hot because the sun's been on it all day. Anyway, let's get to a college football corner here. I found something that makes me a little grumpier and I think is more dumb than all of the players that are already on the teams that we root for having to announce that they're coming back to the teams that we root for.
Right.
I get why it's happening. I understand why it's happening. But, you know, it's the coaches for the team that's in the semifinal announcing that they're going to coach for that team in the semifinal. Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to remain with Ole Miss for the semifinal game. I think the running backs coach is back as well. There's four other guys that may not be back, but that's the world we live in, man. I know Lane Kiffin goes to LSU, and a lot of those guys are going with him. The funny rumor now, though, is that Charlie Weiss has done such a good job, he might get an NFL job.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty incredible.
And I think that's one of them ones, and the team you're talking about, they were talking about with the Giants, obviously because Jackson Dart there, so him not being the head coach per se, but –
OC or something
like that. He's come out and said that he doesn't, whatever. But we'll see how that goes, man. But I think this game on Thursday, I mean, like Trinidad Chambliss, he did everything. He was the best player in the Sugar Bowl.
Yes.
And he has to be the best player against Miami. Mm-hmm. Now, Miami has not seen nothing like this dude.
Nope.
And they ain't seen, and as good as Georgia is, Ole Miss ain't seen nothing like this damn defensive line that's coming.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
As good as Georgia's defense had played down the stretch and their pass rush had gotten better, it's nothing compared to what those dudes on Miami's D-line can do.
What they about to face right now, man. So it's going to be a great challenge and everything. And I go back, you look at both of these playoff games, you got stability on one side, and then you got flux on the other side. When you look at Miami, Indiana,
stability,
coaches, everybody,
coaches
nobody's
staying,
leaving, everything like that.
Right.
You got Oregon, and you got damn Ole Miss.
Yeah,
we just talked about Ole Miss. Oregon, both their coordinators are double duty.
Both of them.
You know what I mean?
Tosh Lapoy is in Cal right now, recruiting, and he's getting names already because that's what he does. He's a great recruiter,
right?
But yeah, I mean, he's hired to be the head coach of the Cal Golden Bears.
Yeah.
And their offensive coordinator got hired. I forget where he got hired, but he's leaving too. Stein is
leaving too. Kentucky.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously he's doing the same thing. I mean, you have to think that plays a little bit of a role.
It has,
right?
Because I've always thought like this because I know because you're trying to get because you're trying you're not going to a small well, you're going to a smaller program kind of but like you're going Stein's going to Kentucky
right you're yeah that's a. You're going to the SEC.
Don't you want some of them dudes that Oregon's recruiting?
Right, the guys you're helping recruit, you're trying to get them to come play for you now.
Right.
Right, which if I'm Oregon, I'm like, that, you know.
Dude, you got to go.
Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I'm like, damn.
I know. The flip side of it for Ole Miss is like, you know, at some point, Lane Kiffin had to have made some difference, right?
Right.
Like, they now have more playoff wins than Lane Kiffin has in his life.
Yeah, man. And the thing about it is that they got a dude that's going to be a hell of a head coach. I think.
It seems that way.
He's the one.
Pretty cool to find out how good you could be as a head coach in the playoffs.
Yes. Yes. And then you look at it from a standpoint. I saw Lacy's coming back.
Yep.
They got some other guys coming in.
Sounds like they're going to get the waiver for Trinidad.
And then he's already, because I think a lot of people thought that Trinidad was going to go to LSU with Lane.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
I'm staying.
If they can get this thing, I'm staying here. And so now you're Lane Kiffin because, I mean, I don't, you know, it's not like he's swinging and missing on some of these quarterbacks also, which I say, okay, because Underwood's staying in Michigan for one more year.
Staying in Michigan, and Sorsby's going to Texas Tech.
Where's Leavitt going? Is he going to be able to get Leavitt?
I don't know.
DJ Lagway, it seems like he's back out there because the kid at Auburn is going to Florida State.
The team that he left, that he was sure he had to go someplace else to win a national championship, two wins away from a national championship, and all the quarterbacks are going someplace
else. So DJ Lagway's back out there now because I thought he was going to Florida State.
Now they got Ashton Daniels.
They got Daniels. Ashton Daniels in Florida State.
Championship.
Oh, good. And then we saw Philo just left to go to Florida.
Florida, right.
So does DJ Lagway come to Georgia Tech?
I bet they'd take him.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
I don't know.
Georgia Tech got an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's still all.
They lost their DC, too.
I know. So, I mean, Georgia Tech lost a lot. They lost their quarterback. They lost a
tough
center.
Off season for
it's been
Georgia
a rough
Tech.
All season. No, man. And then, you look, like I said, you lose your coordinators and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, that is the world we're in as far as the transfer portal.
Yeah.
In and out.
The craziest one that I saw was the TCU quarterback. Tell me his name, Abe, if you can remember
Josh
what
Hoover.
It was. Josh Hoover, who set, like, all the passing records at TCU last year and would be back to be their starter, leaving to go to Indiana.
Yes.
Now, I get it. Trust me. I understand what's happening right now. But that's just one of those things that TCU was in the national championship game, like, 4 years ago.
Yep.
Like, if you would have told us then that that would happen, we'd be like, how? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Why would he do that? We get it now.
Yeah.
But
Indiana,
boy, I mean, what a crazy
Indiana,
world.
Indiana got some dudes coming in also.
Signetti
has had a great transfer portal on. I mean, you look at –
got that receiver from Michigan State that people say is going to be a first-round draft pick, and they got that quarterback from TCU. So, like, this might not be a flash in the pan for Indiana.
I don't think it is. Yeah. I think Indiana has proven to me – that they're the best team in the country. Mm-hmm. And I know we talk about the hardest thing so far that we have that has been proven is beating the team twice in the same year.
That's right.
And if any team could do it, I think it's them.
Yeah, all the rematches between the really, really good teams have been split.
Yes.
The team that lost the first one won the second one. Georgia, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and obviously Oregon and Indiana are going to play for a second time. That would be it's a tough thing to do for sure. Oregon's getting a lot of their guys back too,
and that's one of the big things right there. And they are good. Mm-hmm. They're good. And then you look at it, the quarterback matchup with Moore. Like is he like? And I know Bo, you do have that sound, the Todd McShay sound. We're talking about Dante Moore and them. Like, seriously,
do you want to use that in the back page? Okay, we'll use that in the back
page. Like, seriously,
yeah,
it's the damn Jets. Peyton Manning said no to the Jets. Went back to the Z.
Yeah. Well, the Raiders have the first pick.
It's the Ram Raiders.
Yeah. No, the latest mock draft I saw had Mendoza 1, Moore 2. I mean, all the scouts are going to be at that game. Whoever plays better might end up being the number one pick.
But Mendoza can't go. Mendoza has to come out.
He has to come out. I know.
Moore got to come out.
Yeah, go back.
They got to join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast live for opening day of the Atlanta Boat Show at the Georgia World Congress Center. They're going to be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 as the largest and longest running boat show in the region gets underway. That's Dukes and Bell from the Atlanta Boat Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This Thursday, right after us.
I also know it's not the same thing, and it's not long-term, and it's not pro football, but, like, Oregon could also give Dante Moore, like, pretty similar amount of money that he would get. You know what I mean? Not quite.
They
but
can't get, no.
He's going to get a lot.
He's going to get a lot, Buck, but he ain't getting
pick. Right, it's not going to be that, and it's not long-term.
But it's a lot.
And all that, but it's still a lot.
Yeah, it's still a lot.
It's something to think about.
Yes, it is. Especially if I got to go to the Jets.
Exactly. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.